Here's your fair value brief for Sunday, July 12, 2026. This week in 30 seconds, AI's infrastructure boom is shifting from building to making money. Meta started renting out its spare compute power. Micron pledged $250 billion for U.S. chip plants by 2035, and SK Hynix's $26.5 billion U.S. IPO, the largest ever by a foreign company, highlighted how critical high-bandwidth memory has become. The message is clear. Profits now matter more than just expanding capacity. The Strait of Hormuz has been blocked for 135 days, with shipping down to about 30% of normal. Oil prices look steady, but the real pain is in skyrocketing LNG and diesel costs, and that's going to hit your energy bills soon. And Fed officials? They're suddenly a lot more open to raising rates, pointing to AI spending, Middle East tensions, and new tariffs as fresh inflation risks. That means mortgages, credit cards, and savings accounts will feel the pinch first. Keep an eye on Brent crude at $76.01, AI investment trends, Iran ceasefire talks, and Circle's new federally approved USDC stablecoin. Now, to the markets. After 2 years of pouring money into AI, the focus has abruptly shifted from expansion to earnings. Meta's stock jumped nearly 15% this week after announcing it would lease its extra AI compute power to other companies, a big change from CEO Mark Zuckerberg's earlier stance, where outside sales were just a backup plan. The move suggests even the biggest players are bracing for potential overcapacity and racing to monetize what they've built before demand cools off. The urgency isn't just at Meta. Micron revealed plans to invest $250 billion in U.S. chip factories by 2035, aiming to produce 40% of the country's drum. Meanwhile, SK Hynix completed a $26.5 billion U.S. IPO, the largest ever by a foreign firm, and saw its shares climb 13.1% on its first trading day. The South Korean company's debut underscores just how central high-bandwidth memory has become to AI chips. Here's why it matters to your money. The easy gains from AI hype are over. Tech stocks and related funds now hinge on execution and cost control, with risks piling up from excess data center space to legal battles. Now, let's talk energy. The Strait of Hormuz, which handles 20% of the world's oil shipments, has been closed for 135 straight days, with traffic running at just about 30% of normal. Brent crude is holding near $76.01, but don't let that stability fool you. The real disruption is elsewhere. LNG and diesel markets are under severe pressure. Asian LNG spot prices have surged 140% since the closure, while diesel and jet fuel costs keep climbing as refineries struggle to adapt. Shipping operations are unraveling too. War risk insurance rates have spiked, and rerouting vessels around the Cape of Good Hope adds 10 to 15 days to every trip. OPEC Plus announced another production increase, the fifth in a row, promising an extra 188,000 barrels a day in August. But with the strait still blocked, traders are skeptical that the added supply can even reach the market. Here's what it means for you. Even if gas prices stay flat, expect higher bills for home heating, shipping, and flights. And if the closure drags on, we could see shortages or price spikes for everyday goods. Now, the Fed. Minutes from the Fed's June meeting showed a clear shift. Almost all policymakers now see rate hikes as a real possibility, reversing their earlier caution. The change reflects a broader set of inflation drivers, now including AI investment, Middle East tensions, and tariffs. Big tech's $700 billion-plus in AI spending this year, up from $400 billion last year, could push demand and wages higher. The Strait of Hormuz closure and Iran sanctions have added an $11 conflict premium to oil. And new U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports, including a 12.5% duty on Indian goods, are feeding into inflation. Markets reacted fast. The 10-year Treasury yield climbed to 4.54%, its highest since November 2023, as traders priced in a 25% chance of a July hike, up from near zero just last month. Here's why it matters to your money. Savers win with higher rates on CDs and savings accounts. Borrowers lose, with mortgages, credit cards, and car loans staying expensive. And tech stocks? They could struggle, since low rates have been propping up their valuations. Next up, stablecoins. The competitive edge in crypto has shifted from speculative tokens to stablecoins, the digital dollars that back most trading and decentralized finance. Two big moves this week reshaped the sector. Circle's USDC became the first federally chartered stablecoin, earning U.S. approval as a national trust bank. Meanwhile, OpenUSD, or OUSD, launched with a profit-sharing model, directly challenging USDC's dominance. Here's why it matters to your money. Stablecoins are quickly becoming crypto's payment backbone. Clearer regulations reduce risk, but growing competition could squeeze profits for issuers. Now, three overlooked energy advances. While oil dominated headlines, three quieter developments could reshape energy markets. First, small modular reactors, or SMRs, gained traction. The U.S. now has 28 SMR projects, more than the next four countries combined, with companies like Google and Meta exploring them to power data centers. Second, fusion inched forward. General fusion hit plasma temperatures of 8.4 million degrees Celsius, moving closer to practical use. And third, sodium-ion batteries arrived. California's Peak Energy will build the first U.S. factory for these cheaper, longer-lasting alternatives to lithium-ion for grid storage. Here's why it matters to your money. These innovations could disrupt utilities, car makers, and industrial suppliers. If you're invested in energy, keep an eye on R&D progress. Here's what to watch this week. Will the Fed act on inflation, or will markets push it? The July 29th to 30th Fed meeting is now the focal point. Inflation remains stubborn. The June CPI report, due Tuesday, is expected to show core inflation at 2.8% year-over-year, still above the Fed's 2% target. The job market is cooling but still strong. Hiring is slowing, but unemployment holds at 4.1%. Key factors in play. Will $700 billion-plus in AI spending overheat the economy? Could the Strait of Hormuz closure drive oil prices higher? And are new tariffs on Chinese and Indian goods set to raise consumer prices? Here's how markets are positioned. Bonds reflect a 25% chance of a July hike, with the 10-year yield at 4.54%. Stocks, though, are acting like no move is coming. The S&P 500 sits at 7,575.39, just 1% off its record. And the dollar? It's up 1.22% this month, mirroring tighter policy expectations. This week's critical events. On Tuesday, the CPI report at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. A reading above 0.2% month over month could force the Fed's hand. Then, at 10 a.m., Fed Chair Warsh testifies for the first time since taking office. Listen for mentions of AI, oil, and tariffs in his remarks. On Wednesday, we get the PPI report at 8:30 a.m., followed by the Bank of Canada's rate decision at 9:45. They're expected to hold at 2.25%. Then Warsh testifies again at 10 a.m. Thursday brings June retail sales before the market opens, forecast at 0.1% month over month, and earnings from Netflix, Taiwan Semiconductor, and United Health. Friday is all about bank earnings. JP Morgan, Bank of America, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, and Goldman Sachs report before the market opens. The unspoken risk. If the Fed hikes, it wouldn't just be about inflation numbers. It would signal that AI and geopolitics have rewritten the economic rulebook. Now, the week ahead. Key earnings to watch. JP Morgan. EPS estimate $5.59, revenue $51.1 billion. Why it matters. Financial sector health and loan demand. Netflix. EPS estimate 79 cents, revenue $12.6 billion. A read on consumer spending trends. TSMC. EPS estimate $3.80, revenue $39.9 billion. The big question, is AI chip demand still growing or starting to slow? United Health, EPS estimate $4.84, revenue $110.8 billion. Healthcare costs as an inflation measure. Commodities and crypto snapshot. Oil, Brent crude at $76.01, up 5.86% this week, but down 12.96% from last month's high. Bitcoin at $63,915.20, up 0.98% this week. Copper up 2.74% this week, pointing to strong industrial activity. Finally, worth learning today, bonds explained, and why they matter now. Bonds are often called safe. But how do they actually work? Here's the basics, simplified. A bond is a loan you make to a company or government. As the lender, you get two guarantees, regular interest payments, usually every 6 months, and your original investment back when the bond matures, say, in 10 years. Example, a 10-year treasury bond with a 4% coupon means the U.S. government pays you 4% yearly for a decade, then returns your initial amount. Now, the seesaw, bond prices versus yields. When bond prices drop, their yields rise, and vice versa. Think of it like a balance. Prices go up, demand is high, yields fall. Prices go down, demand is low, yields rise to attract buyers. This week's takeaway, the 10-year treasury yield hit 4.54% as traders sold bonds, betting on potential Fed rate hikes. Here's why this matters now. The bond market is the world's largest, bigger than stocks. Rising yields, like we're seeing, suggest the Fed may keep rates higher for longer. That's a challenge for stocks, but a plus for savers. Borrowing costs for companies and homebuyers could climb. And if you've got bonds in your 401k, their value may dip if prices fall, but you could benefit from reinvesting at those higher rates. Bottom line, bonds are loans. Their current price yield shift signals growing concerns about inflation and growth. That's it for this week. Stay sharp out there.